Hey, everybody, it's your girl Latonya Shanks. Welcome to my podcast show, Speak, where I speak the truth in love, where I speak to inspire you, where I speak to encourage you to be great. Welcome, 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 everybody. You know, scripture says, for I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord that made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Father, right here, we just want to thank you. We just want to magnify you. We glorify you. We lift your name on high. And we thank you today because we know that you are our help in the time of trouble. We know that right now, God, that everything that the enemy meant for bad concerning us, that you're turning it around for our good. We thank you, God, that you're molding, making, and shaping us into the men and women of God that you're calling us to be in this hour. We thank you that you're molding, making, and shaping us into the husband and wives that you're calling us to be in this hour. We thank you, God, that you're ordering our steps and you're leading us in the way of righteousness. We thank you, Father. We thank you right now. And we ask you to open up the atmosphere and bind any demonic interference of the enemy for your word, God, to come straight to you. God, we ask, God, that you will not let your word return unto you to you void, but that you will let it accomplish that what you sent it out to do. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God on today. Right here, I want to give a shout out to my husband, to my honey, Nelson Shanks. Hey, baby. And I want to give a shout out to each and every one of you. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I want you to know that I love you on today. And God loves you too. Hey, I just got on here for a few minutes. Just for a few minutes. Look, the Lord has been dealing with me. He has been dealing with me so heavily. The Lord began to speak to me. And he said that a lot of people are going through in their marriages right now. And they don't understand what's happening. He said it's like a dark cloud has come and settled over a lot of marriages. Some say at one point things was going well. I thought he or she loved me. I thought we were in a good place. But out the blue, it's like things begin to come into turmoil. Things begin to get out of control. A lot of marriages are under attack. And the Lord began to deal with me, and he said there has been a demonic door that has been opened. A demonic door that was allowed to be opened. He said that it was a door that allowed fantasy lust to creep into their homes. They began to open a door for the spirit of fantasy lust. What is fantasy lust? Pornography. Soft porn. That is fantasy lust. Pornography is anything with explicit description or display of sexual organs or activity intended to stimulate erotic emotional feelings. That's what the definition is, hardcore sex. What is soft porn? Soft porn is a fantasy of someone that may not be particularly naked, but the manner of the sexual content and the movement of being turned on in a lustful way. A lot of men and women have opened the door to this spirit. and is wreaking havoc in their homes. A lot of marriages are on the verge of separation and divorce because this spirit has taken over. This spirit has taken control. You no longer have a desire for your spouse because the fantasy of that man or that woman that you've been lusting over have changed your view of what a man or woman supposed to look like or feel like. Yes. So your desire for your spouse has changed. And with your desire for your spouse changing, guess what? That changed the way you feel about your spouse. And then you begin to treat them differently. You don't want to be around them. You don't want to love them. You don't want to touch them because they are not what your fantasy looks like. They are not a part of what you think your fantasy woman or man supposed to be. This spirit has come in and given you a fantasy reality, a false reality, that in your natural reality, you don't understand that the consequences of what is going on because you're about to lose everything. You don't understand that you're not only in a state of backsliding, but you're about to lose your marriage. You're about to lose what you have worked so hard for and what you have built with your spouse. See, I've seen so often men and women operating in this spirit, and they don't realize that eventually this spirit would turn into adultery. Did you hear what I just said? This spirit will eventually turn into adultery. It will cause you to go outside of your marriage and to get what you want from that fantasy that you've been looking at. A lot of times they think that the grass is greener on the other side, but it's brown. Yes. Lust is a temptation from the devil. It comes after all of us at some point in time. But those that don't walk in discipline, it will take over your very being and disrupt your life, and disrupt your marriage, and disrupt your relationship with God. The Bible says when you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of your flesh. That spirit of lust is stopping you from being great. It is stopping you from moving forward in what God has for you. You will block everything God wants you to have. The Bible says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Meaning your spouse is supposed to be your treasure. So that's where your heart is supposed to be. So when the spirit takes over your heart, which is the heart of your mind is never on your spouse, but it is always somewhere else. You've created a bad situation. Did you hear what I said? You created a bad situation. A very bad situation. Because scripture says a house divided cannot stand. A lot of men and women have made a covenant with their eyes, looking upon someone that is not their spouse. Marriage is supposed to be honorable and the bed undefiled. That's why we have to be sober. We have to be diligent because the enemy is trying to devour all of our marriages. It's his job. This is what his end game is. His end game is to destroy marriages. But we have to remember that God is faithful. And when temptation comes, He said that he will give us a way of escape. But you have to be in a place to recognize what that spirit is doing. Ask yourself a question. Do you want your marriage more than that fantasy? A lot of people are wondering why they aren't happy, why things are going wrong. It's because this spirit is taking over. Scripture says, whoever looks upon a woman or a man to lust after them have already committed adultery with that person in their heart. When you married, you made a commitment to love and cherish your spouse. Nevertheless, let any one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. And the wife, you're supposed to reverence your own husband. Men, when you found your wife, scripture says that you found a good thing and you obtained favor of the Lord. What is favor? Favor is approval. Favor is support. It's to be favored. That's why under no circumstances do you want your prayers hindered because of a spirit that wants to sabotage your marriage. So I stand in agreement with each and every one of our marriages right now in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against our marriages shall prosper, and the gates and plans of hell shall not prevail against it. I come against every spirit of lust that comes to destroy marriages. I come against every marriage-breaking spirit. The Lord rebuke you now. I come against every marriage-breaking spirit that will cause adultery. I decree and declare that all marriages are made whole from the inside out. In the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of Ichabus and succubus that will cause marriage to break covenant in the name of Jesus. Husbands, take your place and cover your wives properly. Wives, take your place and cover your husbands properly. I come against separation and divorce and decree and declare unity right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare covenant agreement in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that everything that God says about marriage is yes and amen. In Jesus' name. Until next time, peace and grace to you. Remember that if you would like to support this podcast, you may donate to my Cash App at $LATANYABIGGSSHANKS. That's $LATANYABIGGSSHANKS. Thank you.